Welcome to Desiree's Radio.
How would you feel about community colleges offering four-year degree programs? I just read an article where here at the local Bakersfield College, they just got approved. They're going to be the first community college in California to offer a bachelor's degree. And this offer begins on January 20th of next year. They are only offering one degree, and it's going to be in industrial automation. California got approved for 12 colleges so far to offer a four-year degree, and it's still in its testing stages. They're just going to try it out. But for the degree itself, it will be less than $10,000 for the whole program. Now, you compare that to $25,000 to $50,000 for a university. Some of the colleges that have been approved: Antelope Valley College, which is offering airframe manufacturing technology; Cypress College, which is offering mortuary science; West Los Angeles College and Foothill College are offering dental hygiene; Maricosta College is offering biomanufacturing; Modesto Junior College and Skyline College is offering respiratory care; San Diego Mesa College is offering health information management; Santa Ana College is offering occupational studies; and Shasta College is offering health information management. Now, as many know, I just completed a whole degree program at my local university. The cost, the first thing that comes to my mind is the cost. The second thing was how difficult it was to even get in there, you know, to get this degree. I did notice a big difference between the two colleges, a community college versus the university college. Of course, each university is different as far as support for the students. The university here is still a very new college. It's a very new university, so it doesn't have a whole lot of things. They're still building. But the one thing I did notice is that the community college actually offered more student support, and it was more people-friendly as far as allowing people to enroll in the courses. One has to wonder if students will be more apt to complete their education, too, if a four-year degree program is offered at a community college. Most students get discouraged, or they don't want to have debt behind them by getting a four-year degree at a university. So this is a big thing, and if this kind of works out, if this testing phase works out, there'll be more programs added. The one in Bakersfield, because Bakersfield offers more oil industry and agriculture, it would work out for over here, and those are very high-paying jobs. Normally, community colleges benefit four types of people. You got people who are slow to start, you know, people who don't want to go to college right after high school. They want to work, or they have life situations that happen. People that have just life things going on and for various reasons cannot go straight from high school to a college. You also have the non-traditional learners, who are people who are older adults, people who are working, students who need to add more training or certificates for the work that they're already employed in. And then you got lifelong learners like me, you know, who believe that you should always be learning, you should always be studying something, you know. Life is about learning and communicating and getting out there and getting involved in the community. So that's where I'm kind of looking at. I'm glad to see that these selected community colleges are offering these programs. I believe that this offers the students degrees that they can actually use at an affordable price. I would advise students and older adults to apply for their FAFSAs if needed in order to be ready to take advantage of new degree programs that may be offered in the future. Now on to my Twitter feed. I'm reading Google Facts that can be found at Google Facts, all one word. Cheetos, Doritos, Quaker, Gatorade, Captain Crunch, Lay's, Fritos, and Mountain Dew are owned by one company, the Pepsi Company. Your taste in music is something that develops through experience and is not something you are born with. I totally believe in that. You can tell a person's background and personality by the music that they choose. The first thing to be sold on the internet was marijuana. Lego is the world's largest tire manufacturer, churning out millions of tiny wheels every year. And A 96-year-old lady in Australia knitted over 1,000 tiny sweaters for penguins to protect them from oil spills. And the final one, ignorant people are more likely to believe that they are brilliant, while intelligent people are more likely to underestimate themselves. Another interesting Twitter feed to follow is called Interesting Facts, and they're at Never Known Facts, all one word. The best revenge is to move on and get over it and continue to succeed. Never give someone the satisfaction of watching you suffer. Have a stomach ache? Lie on your left side and rub your stomach clockwise circles. It helps. When you start to wonder whether or not you can trust someone, that's when you already know you can't. 5 simple rules for happiness. Number 1, free your heart from hatred. Number 2, free your mind from worries. 3, live simply. 4, give more. And 5, expect less. Drinking 2 cups of cold water on an empty stomach can boost your metabolism by 30%. And the last one, a good relationship doesn't need any promises, terms, or conditions. Just 2 people who can trust and understand. I have 2 YouTube selections that I'd like to share that I think would be very helpful for many of us that have insomnia. These sites offer continuous music up to 8 hours. They have thunder, lightning, ocean, rain, mystic sounds, and things that will just relax you and help you go to sleep that you could listen to. I have 2 YouTube picks. One is called Ultimate Relax Club, and the other one is called Asserting Art, and it's ACERTING. If you're interested, go check them out and see if it works. Thank you for listening to this morning's broadcast. I gave my thoughts on the local Bakersfield College offering 4-year degree programs, my Twitter feed, and my YouTube selections for today. So thank you for listening.